Good morning. We continue Chayodom, Klal Samabez, and we're starting Simeches. And Simeches and Simetes, the Chayodom addresses the Shechiyonah, which we make on new fruits. There are some questions of application nowadays, like we will see, especially based on what he says in Simetes. So let's try and see every point that he says, and then we'll go back and discuss Halacha L'maisa. So in Simeches, he says, Alperas HaMitzchachim, Mishana l'shana, mavork shechiyanu. Fruits which are cyclical, which they don't grow all the time. So they grow in a season, and the season ends, and then they start over again at some point later in the year. So you make a shechiyanu, and the halach is, even if it's two cycles, we would do so as well. And we're seeing an element of zman over here. It's mischadish mizman l'zman. It's not available all the time. It's available. There's a new season. The season ends, and the fruits are no longer available. And then the fruits become available again. So we see the hischadishes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. We say Shechiyonah that we arrive to that time. V'noigim shalal baruch ad shas achila. Even though really the bracha could be said on the fruits when they grow or when you purchase them. The minhag is only make the bracha b'shas achila. That's the main simcha the person has, is that he has these new fruits to eat. In the brackets, he says that the order, he feels the order should be shechiyonu and then the bracha of the fruit, because really the chiyah of shechiyonu was chal from the time when you see it. So the chiyuv of the shechiyonah came first, and therefore the shechiyonah goes first. It's not because of a question of hefsek; it's a question that the bracha deserves to be the first bracha. Then the chayim deals with if the person did not take the bracha, if you don't bear pashas achila b'sharna, edem avorachoid, you lose the bracha if you don't say it at the first achila that you have it. In avorachim achigmar apri b'tayv l'maychol, it has to be a fully grown, fully ripened fruits. And it's good to eat. Then he says, if you have two different types of the same min, but there's two different species, green grapes and red grapes, filam min pri echad kagon bishmon, they call the same thing kagon min tapuchim, different types of apples, el shechalukim betamon, el shechalukim b'mara. They have a different flavor, so a delicious apple and a Granny Smith apple taste quite different. So even though they're both called apples, so two different types of apples. So I've seen the new cycle of delicious apples, but I haven't seen the new cycle of Granny Smith. So I make a new bracha shechiyonu on the new Granny Smith. Or shechalukim b'mara, they might taste the same. The Chayyim says, but they look different. Now the Mishabura disagrees with this. He says if they don't taste different at all, so then you don't make a new bracha. For example, going tanim levonos ushcharis, so you have white figs and black figs, or kirshen, which is cherries, uvichel, which I'm not sure exactly what uvichel is. Mavrachem will come into a mint. So that. So, do you make a different types of within the same species? Do you make a bracha on the different types of them if they taste differently? Many pesukim hold you do, many pesukim hold you don't. Mishmar comes out dobit kamar obit dobit kamar obit. Let's see Simon Tes. So Simon Tes he says noigim shem revorchem shechiyonu al yerokus. The minhag is not to make shechiyonu on vegetables. How many the fossils? Your root vegetables, so you have your rokas are actually leafy vegetables, and the fossis would be the tubers. Shadakon the hapin is some bebaris veinon nikar bein chadash yoshin. The tams echolash. He says the minhag is not to make a bracha of shechiyonu on these items. He says the reason why is because we tend to store them. And therefore they're available, and you can't really tell the difference between the new cycle of the potatoes and the old cycle of potatoes, the new carrots and the old carrots. The Tam Zechalosh, she says, that's a weak argument. The fact is that there's a new cycle, and you really should make a new bracha on the new cycle. When you're leish shekelu boy, so the Chayyim says this is the minute. What people are doing. So why are they doing that? So we gave one explanation which he doesn't like. So Chayyim says, I'm going to give you a different explanation why people do this. In the shebirchas shechiyano hirishus, the shechiyano on new fruits, as opposed to the shechiyano on mitzvahs, the shechiyano, let's say, on new kelim, the shechiyano on new fruits is rishus, sanachiyev. So since it's a rishus, and you know people are not so excited, because like he's going to say, therefore they didn't make a bracha. Yosin nirish on yirakus, meaning the liftin mitzuyin. So the point of making the bracha is that you feel happy that you arrived at this time when this new season has come. Well, since they're commonly available on the one hand, and the bracha is a rishus on the other hand, so the combination says it's not kedai to make the bracha. That's why people stop making the bracha. So Rav Osner has a tshuva where he says if a person Mamash has no simcha at all. The fact that we reached this new cycle of this of the fruit. See, the person lived in an agricultural society, they would have simcha. Person, this fruit wasn't available, now it's available. The person appreciates that. If neither of those are true, the person really couldn't care less. He should not make a shechiyano. Thank you, Hashem, I reached this day that nothing important happened to me. We don't make a shechiyano on that. So that's clear that the person has to feel some element of appreciation of what's happening. So Chayyim says that since people do not have that, that's why they're annoying not to make a bracha on it. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says that this is not true. That if you can tell them it's new and old, a person should make the bracha. Rav Osner's din is still true. If you really don't care, so you don't make a bracha. But just because a person doesn't have simcha kol kach, the language of the Chayyim doesn't have so much simcha, so you would make a bracha. So practically, how does that play out? So we'll talk about B'ez Hashem in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.